Frequency Cast Update.
Hi and welcome to a quick update from the Frequency Cast team. Each month, we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalising take on technology. The mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated whilst we're busy working on the next show. My name's Carl, the show's host, and with me today is our tech guru, Pete.
Well, we've got a couple of important news stories that just won't wait until our next full-length show on the 1st of August. And we've also got some feedback to Show 41. First off, let's get started with an update on Setanta. As you know, Setanta went into administration and finally folded in June. Former Setanta subscribers have been wondering what will happen next, and especially what will happen to those 46 Premier League matches that Setanta was scheduled to show from next month. As we reported before, the US Disney-owned ESPN has snapped up the Premier League coverage, and we now have some more details on what's going to happen next. It seems that from the 3rd of August, ESPN will be broadcasting the Premier League matches on Sky. The ESPN channel is due to appear on Sky Channel 417, with, interestingly, a high-definition version coming to Sky 443. Existing Sky Sports subscribers will be able to get ESPN for £9 a month, otherwise the sports channel will be £12 a month. International sports and premium US sport will also be on this ESPN channel. As yet, we've got no news on ESPN's plan for coverage on Virgin, BT Vision or Top Up TV, but we understand discussions are ongoing and of course we'll keep you informed. Next thing to mention is some good news for Virgin Media customers. Up until now, Virgin's lineup of high-definition channels has looked pretty poor, especially when compared to the 30 or so on offer from Sky. Now it seems Virgin's playing catch-up and we're about to get four new HD channels. These will be Living HD, FX HD from Fox, National Geographic HD, and MTVN HD, which is a music channel from MTV. The first of these channels to go live is said to be Living HD by the end of July. The HD channels will be available free to Virgin Media customers on the XL TV package. Next up, some good news for UK surfers. Do you remember Form? That was the US company that had done a deal with BT, TalkTalk and Virgin to take users' surfing habits and use that information to send back advertising. Now, this plan got a lot of people up in arms, and the alleged secret trials that were conducted by BT and Form really didn't help. The online community and the privacy lobby were up in arms about this, and the rise and fall of Form has been big tech news for the last 18 months or so. Now, it seems that the story is finally drawing to a close. BT pulled the plug on the Form deal at the start of July, causing Form's shares to plummet by 40%. BT's reasons for ducking out didn't cite the privacy issues. They said they were devoting their efforts to other opportunities. The Carphone Warehouse's TalkTalk were quick to follow, saying that if BT was out, so were they. No news as yet on what Virgin will do, but it does seem pretty unlikely that the controversial Form service will ever be rolled out to the UK, and many are speculating on the firm's future. Next piece of news follows on from our recent review of the Joggler. If you got yourself a Joggler, just to remind you that was the electronic photo frame fridge door replacement, be aware that there is a product recall on the power supply. I got a very strange phone call out of the blue from someone claiming to be O2, telling me they wanted some personal details so they could send me a new power supply. Well, not being a great fan in giving out my personal details to strangers, I checked with O2, and sure enough, there is a problem with the power supply that apparently can result in a mild electric shock, and so those power supplies are being recalled. Our Joggler was apparently one of those affected, so we were couriered a new power supply with an envelope to return the old power supply. If you have any concerns or questions about the O2 Joggler power supply recall, you can phone a special number at O2, which is 0800 083 7373. Next, a couple of bits of top-up TV and Freeview news. First off, a new channel, Create and Craft, a hobbyist shopping channel, has just popped up on Channel 36. And we're hearing rumours of a new channel called The Big Deal, which apparently is a quiz channel due to appear on Freeview by mid-July. Wow, can't wait. Also, a little bad news for top-up TV users, you'll find that the content from the Discovery channel has just vanished from your lineup. That's it for the recent news, but we do have a couple of interesting bits of feedback that we got in respect of the last show. In the news section of Show 41, we mentioned that Kodachrome, the film format, is about to cease after 74 years. Well, John S. from sunny Southend got in touch. He runs a local processing business and wanted to put us straight on a few points. First off, John says, film is not dead. Kodachrome is a transparency, slide film that's been around in different guises since 1935. It uses a phenomenally difficult process called K14 to develop the multi-layered black and white film into colour-positive transparencies. The trouble is, people think that it's the only slide film format out there. It isn't. The world standard slide process is E6, and there are maybe 30 or 40 different film types in various sizes available for this process. What does this mean for photographers? Well, most slide film users switched to E6 many years ago because of the improved film stocks available and faster processing times, with many labs offering the service. The bottom line is, Kodachrome has lasted a very, very long time, and like the original Technicolor process, with its own very special look, it will pass into imaging history. Thanks for that, John, and there's a blatant plug for your processing service up on our blog notes. Also, we want to say hi to a Martin Livesley. He got in touch following our piece on speeding up your broadband in Show 41. He says, a quick piece of information adding on to what you said in the last show regarding BT's ADSL 2 Plus speed hike. If you go to the website samknows.com, you can check the ADSL 2 Plus status of your local exchange to see if it's been enabled or not, and if it hasn't, when it will be enabled. Save the misery of a call to BT and go to samknows.com. Martin also says he's been looking into the BT iPlate that we mentioned in Show 41, but he says reading some forums shows there's a lot of peeps out there who have seen no improvement or even worse speeds when using a BT iPlate. Well, BT point out on their website that there are no guarantees with the iPlate, but in many cases it will boost your speed. It will mainly benefit those people that have long phone extensions or lots of phone cabling. Here's what BT has to say. In tests, the iPlate has been shown to boost line speeds, typically by up to 1.5 megabits per second. The actual change will vary from house to house. Although speed improvements are likely, they can't be guaranteed. The improvement in speed will take up to 2 weeks to come through, so that line stability is not affected. Even if it doesn't improve the speed, the iPlate can help to stabilise your broadband line, making it more reliable. Martin, given that the BT iPlate is being offered for free at the moment to BT broadband customers, doesn't seem much harm in giving it a go, and from what we've heard, it works for more people than it doesn't work for. If you've got a comment on the BT iPlate or anything we've covered recently, please don't forget our forum. Rather quiet in there. Come along and have a chat.
Thanks, Pete. To send us a message for inclusion on our next show, call our podline on 0208 133 4567. Or stop by the show's website at www.frequencycast.co.uk. Our next full-length show will be out soon, so be ready for our next tantalising take on technology.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.